It's time to step into Tonia's kitchen. Here is Tonia King.
It's maple sugaring season in New England, and this week we'll give you some ideas on using maple syrup for a variety of recipes with senior food editor for Yankee Magazine, Amy Traverso.
Really delicious recipe for maple cranberry scones, and they're made with whole wheat flour, so that's it's nice to find, you know, baked goods that really are improved by the, I think a lot of baked goods, when you try to add some whole grain flour into it, they are not made better by that. You know, there are certain recipes that just do better with a delicate white flour. But
sure.
In this case, these scones are just incredible. They are, the whole wheat flour adds like a nuttiness to, you know, to the flavor profile. And then you have the maple nuttiness, because maple does have that kind of, you know, like a little bit of a nutty sweetness to it.
Oh, yeah.
But then you get that hit of acidity, because these are not dried cranberries. These are fresh cranberries, which you can buy frozen. The combination of those three flavors together is really amazing. So they're called whole wheat maple cranberry scones. They're very easy to make, and you make a little bit of a maple glaze to pour over the top, which just takes them to the next level.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, we've got a lot of, you know, a lot of great pancake recipes, a lot of delicious maple cakes. We've got savory, you know, baked beans made with maple. We've got ribs glazed with maple. I mean, we are a treasure trove of maple recipes.
Find out more at toniaskitchen.com.